This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm J.R. Whalen in New York. It's been more than a month since Hurricane Irma battered the Florida coast, and as the state and homeowners recover, contractors handling insurance claims threaten to drive up costs and upend the state's insurance market. The Wall Street Journal's Nicole Friedman joins us to discuss. So, Nicole, the root of this issue is something called an assignment of benefit, or AOB. Can you just briefly explain what that is?
Sure. And this is something that is pretty common in health insurance, but is less common in property insurance. But basically, it means that the homeowner can sign their insurance benefits over to the contractor. So instead of a homeowner filing an insurance claim, getting money from the insurance company, and then using that money to go out and find a contractor and hire them, instead, the contractor just handles everything, files the claim directly, and gets paid directly by the insurance company without the homeowner having to kind of mediate between the two.
So they're hiring the vendor or the contractor as sort of an agent to work with the insurance company.
Exactly. And they're hiring the contractor before contacting the insurance company often.
Oh, really?
Right. So the contractor will be hired and the homeowner will sign over the benefits. And then the contractor will then file the claim with the insurance company often after they've performed the repair work. And they'll say, there was a claim. We fixed it. Here's the bill. And so the insurance companies are upset about this because they say if they had gotten the claim directly, they could have fixed it for less money and they would not be paying as much as the contractor is asking them.
So is that where the potentially driving up insurance premiums comes from?
Exactly. So there's a couple roots of that. So one is that the insurers say the contractors are filing for claims that maybe are fraudulent in the first place, or that they're overcharging for claims and they're spending more than is necessary to fix the claim or doing unnecessary work. So maybe there's a small water leak, but they replace the whole kitchen instead of just patching up a pipe. And so the insurers say the cost of the claims is much higher. And then on top of that, if the insurer does not want to pay what the contractor is asking, the contractor, because this it now has control of the benefits, can sue the insurer. And so there's also a huge number of lawsuits that didn't exist a decade ago. And so the insurers are also saying the cost of those lawsuits is driving up their costs, which then that money will trickle back to the homeowners in the form of higher premiums.
And you raise a good point in your story in the Wall Street Journal in that the higher premiums part of this has to do with attorney's fees as well.
Right. So that's what kind of is happening in Florida is there's these assignment of benefit contracts, and then there's also a statute in Florida that says that if a contractor or a homeowner sues an insurer and is awarded more money than the insurer originally offered to pay, then the insurer has to pay the plaintiff's attorney's fees. And so often the insurers are finding themselves on the hook for the contractor's attorney's fees, which they say is pushing up their costs to a really large degree.
We're speaking with the Wall Street Journal's Nicole Friedman on how costs associated with Hurricane Irma could potentially be driven up by builders if they're given negotiating rights with insurance companies. And you're listening to Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. Welcome back, everyone. So, Nicole, there is some upside here for consumers. Insurance companies often can take an extended period of time to make progress on payments, and the AOB process can actually help them get around that.
Absolutely. So consumer advocates say the problem is not necessarily that these AOB contracts exist, that homeowners are able to sign over their benefits. They say that can be a really good thing for consumers. If they are first-time homeowner filing a claim, they might not really understand the process and they might not really be able to assert themselves with the insurance company as effectively as a contractor can, who kind of speaks the same language, knows what the damage is, and can really get the most money that is needed to deal with that claim. And so consumer advocates say the problem is not assignment of benefits, the problem is fraud, and that this is a law enforcement issue, and that the laws are already on the books, that fraud is illegal, and it's just a matter of better enforcing those laws. The insurers say it's much more an issue of kind of the underlying structure that allows this fraud to happen. So there's some debate going on right now about how best to fix the problem. And there was an attempt in the Florida legislature earlier in the year to fix this that didn't quite work out. And so now there's another attempt. Lawmakers are trying to get started on working on this again.
And then having an assignment of benefit, it can often ensure that builders are paid fairly and efficiently for their work, so there is some benefit for them as well.
Right. So contractors say they need these assignment of benefits because it's the insurers who are lowballing them and aren't paying as much as the claim costs. And so they have to be able to negotiate with the insurers and potentially sue the insurers to get paid what they deserve for the work that they're doing. And so insurers say that can't be the situation. It's a lot of back and forth, of course, but insurers point to how much their costs have gone up. And they say their costs for a standard claim when there's an AOB contract versus when there's not, the AOB claims tend to cost much more and be more expensive. And they say, you know, there's no way that this water claim could always be more expensive when there's an AOB contract. And so they say that there's inevitably an incentive for the contractor to charge more. The contractors say the insurers are underpaying them. And so there's a lot of back and forth on that issue.
Well, it sounds like a good first step here for the consumer is whether you're recovering from a hurricane or putting a deck on the back of the house is to do your research on the contractor and the builder and do all your due diligence and make sure they're fully licensed. They have good reviews on Yelp and whatever sites there are that deal with builders. It seems like the consumer has a role here to do their homework.
Absolutely. And the state is trying to kind of do some consumer education, get out there, tell people don't sign something, you know, immediately in the wake of a disaster when you're distraught. Don't immediately sign a paper. You know, think about what you're signing. Make sure you understand it. Make sure you do some research and potentially talk it over with a consumer advocate or with your insurance company before committing to any sort of contract.
All right. That's The Wall Street Journal's Nicole Friedman joining us here in our studio. Nicole, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
And thank you for listening to Your Money Matters. I'm J.R. Whalen in New York for The Wall Street Journal.
Is Alexa part of your life? Then make Your Money Matters part of your flash briefing on the Amazon Echo. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.